Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Now, welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Emmett Oliver. You're welcome along. Identity theft is costing organisations an average 8.1 million euros every year. So that's organisations small, medium and large. And this is according to a latest Future of Global Identity Verification report. It's something we obviously hear a lot about in relation to people and individuals, but how does it impact at the company level? I'm now joined by Tony Ball, who's the President of Payments and Identity at Entrust. Good morning to you, Tony.
Hey, good morning, Emmett.
Thank you for
having me on the show.
Yeah, delighted to have you. Now, identity theft, we all associate it with people maybe having their credit cards taken, even their passport details or their social media accounts replicated in some way. But it's also now hitting at the company level. Can you just talk us through how businesses are now on the receiving end of this behaviour?
Yeah, it's eye-opening. From the report, we're really beginning to understand the impact it has on organisations. And what we're coming to learn is that it's massive amounts of money. You're looking at probably annual cost of about 8 million euros to organizations, which when you break it down, if it's a 5,000 employee organization or greater, you're looking at 2,300 euros per person. So significant costs to companies, and 69% of organizations are now reporting increased fraud attempts.
Right. So can you just walk me through a typical instance of this?
So what is happening is that instead of using much more modern and sophisticated onboarding techniques such as EKYC, for example, and making sure you know your employee, the baseline from which you're bringing somebody into an organization, you have a lot of attempts now from fraudsters who are doing account takeovers, are using less than modern and sophisticated approaches like phishing, to gain access to critical infrastructure, to gain access to critical assets, and purporting themselves to be somebody you think you know. And you're inviting them into your organization. And once they get in, they're able to do that type of damage.
So would they be sort of impersonating a supplier, another employee, maybe a subcontractor? Is that the type of identity theft they're lifting?
It's even broader than that. They could be impersonating your CEO or your CFO and trying to suggest under some type of time pressure that you should act on something very quickly. And it's the time pressure and it's the individual that's contacting you or purporting to contact you that puts you in a position where you make decisions that you wouldn't otherwise normally make.
So based on how you do describe it, it's reasonably complex and takes a while to put this together. Would that be a fair description of these fraudsters?
It is a fair description, but the way fraudsters move today, they move in fraud rings. It's not individuals. They're well-funded. They really understand where the attack vectors are, and they mobilize as a team, and they take advantage of where they think vulnerabilities are and move on an organization.
Now, obviously, we all work in very spread out work organizations and networks. Some people are at home, some people are in the office, some people are literally walking down the street on their smartphone, etc. Is that a vulnerability that we're not like old offices where we're all sitting together in a particular physical area, so you can't verify people as easily? Is that the vulnerability they're preying on?
That is actually one of them, Emmett, and it's growing. And over the last 5 years, as we've seen with the unfortunately the pandemic and people moving more remotely and everything conducted online, you really need to think very carefully about how you're giving employees or consumers access to any situation that you think is of critical importance to your business. And unfortunately, we're still using outdated techniques to be able to onboard, using documents that could easily be frauded, using outdated kind of SMS and password techniques that, again, unfortunately, are very static in nature, and often people will write them down, won't necessarily update them, and they're points of vulnerability.
Yeah, I didn't know about this before, that you could actually impersonate a person within a company. I've obviously heard about it outside companies. So what's the best way to tackle it? Well, how can you build those walls higher and more stronger to stop this kind of what is just outright and very blatant fraud?
Well, one of the things that we're educating individuals, the market, businesses to understand is your identity is you. There is nothing more valid than being able to onboard you as an individual and using that as a, we call it a biometric, but essentially think of it as your face. Your face is unique to you. If I can use your face and onboard it using ID verification technology, and I can then validate that it's you before you are then asked to add any additional information like a passport, a driver's license, your social security number, depending on which country of the world, then you have a much better chance of making sure that you know you have the right individual onboarding at the right time.
Right. So a big investment in biometrics is certainly one way to stop the person getting onto the system in the first place. Once they're in there and floating around and having discussions with different colleagues, the danger is already too late. The horse is bolted. So it's getting that access point tighter, is it?
It is. And we're getting strong information to suggest that, and it's in the fraud report, that if you invest in EKYC, particularly at the biometric face level at onboarding, annual savings are in the region of 7 million euros. So you've got a better than even shot of offsetting some of the risks that you're seeing inside of organizations.
Yeah, I presume that the vulnerabilities are bigger among the smaller companies because they can't invest necessarily in these systems. I don't know much about biometrics, but I guess they're not cheap.
Well, they're, let's say, more affordable than you would otherwise imagine. And there are entry points for how you can offer that to customers and you can integrate it into some of their existing applications. But it's more about educating organizations of the importance and how to go about that in a manner that they feel comfortable with. And that's really where you need to earn the customer, the employee's trust, earn the business's trust to get to the point where they want to make that investment. And I think the time is now for organizations to start making those decisions.
Yeah. Well, listen, you've explained it well. It's not just identity theft of individuals, but also of firms, big, medium and small. Thank you very much. Tony Ball, President of Payments and Identity and Trust.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.